We all like a success story. We like the idea of someone pulling themselves up from their bootstraps, going from rags to riches, making something out of their life. And on Palm Sunday, it can look like this is the epitome of Christ's success story. He was raised in humble means, you know, with the story about him being born in a manger. He was the son of a humble carpenter. Sometime in that period, his father died, and now here he is riding into Jerusalem, palms waved, people laying cloaks down, hailing him as king. It sounds like the end of a good success story. But Christ's story really is just beginning. Christ is like the phoenix. He has to go through suffering, pain, death, ashes, before the true success comes. Our readings this morning all reflect that. We have this beautiful reading from Philippians, this beautiful one from Isaiah, and they both have two sides to them. They talk about humility, a lowliness, before they get to exaltation. Christ is humbled because he does the will of the Father. Philippians 2, verses 6 through 8, read this. Jesus Christ, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself, became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Palm Sunday is just the beginning. Christ, who is God himself, comes to earth and takes the lowly form of creatures. Creator becoming creature. Humbles himself to the point of servitude, to the point of death. The worst of all deaths, the cross. And he does this for us. He does this because he is obedient to his Father. It is the will of the Father that Christ, who was God, who was riches, becomes rags. It is the will of God that he goes to the cross. Isaiah reflects this and kind of gives words to what Christ might be thinking. The Lord God has opened my ear, we see verse 5 say, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. We like a success story, but Christ's looks like anything but success. He starts with success and goes downhill from there. But he does this because he obeys the will of the Father. In verse 7 in Isaiah passage, we see that Christ sets his face like flint. He is going to do the will of the Father no matter what. His face is hard towards the mission that God has called him to do. All this comes so that he might be like the phoenix, glorified and exalted. And we see that second half of it in Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11. Christ became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him, gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Every tongue should confess that Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Christ was humbled as a result of doing the will of the Father. He is exalted because he did the will of the Father. From the ashes, from his humility, from his pain, from his suffering, from his cross, from his tomb comes exaltation, rebirth, renewal. Two halves to the story of Christ. And because there are two halves to his story, because there is humility and then exaltation, there can be the same for us. For all of us, we live first and foremost and almost always in the humility of our sin. We are humbled by it. We cannot live under it. It brings us low. It crushes us. Each day that passes, you and I march ever closer to the lowest point of all, 6 feet below the earth. It is the condemnation upon us for our sin. We cannot stand under the weight of it. No matter how successful our story might look, it all ends in the same place. Life without Christ, we are low and humbled. But life with Christ, under the forgiveness of sins, in life with Him, receiving what He has done for us, belief in Him, faith in Him, means that we are exalted through His ashes. Through His death, we receive life. We receive renewal. And then our story becomes, with His, the ultimate story of success. It becomes rebirth. It becomes renewal. Being remade. Living with His Spirit in us. We still go to the grave, but we live in the knowledge and in the faith that it has not the end for us, that it is not the final word. That life through Christ, through His death and resurrection, is the final word. Two halves to the story. Rags to riches. Through Christ you are forgiven. Through Christ you are raised to life. Through Christ you are made new. Let us pray. Gracious, merciful, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your suffering. And though on this day we give you praises and we proclaim that you are King, we know, God, that to do so, Christ had to go through immense suffering first. We thank you for the suffering he went through, that you had a far greater will and plan for him, and that in his suffering and in his resurrection, you give us the benefits of what it is to live in faith in Christ. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your life. Pray this in your name. Amen.